Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. First Citizens Bank Shares Incorporated, one of the nation's largest regional banks, is buying big pieces of Silicon Valley Bank more than 2 weeks after the lender's collapse. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, or FDIC, said First Citizens is acquiring all of Silicon Valley's bank deposits, loans, and branches, which will open this morning under new ownership. After a night of mass demonstrations across Israel, the country's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, is expected to announce this morning he is suspending the judicial overhaul legislation. More than 100,000 Israeli protesters blocked Tel Aviv's main highway for hours last night, and thousands more demonstrated in front of Netanyahu's residence in Jerusalem and in other cities across the country. Former President Trump at a rally in Waco, Texas, claims America's biggest threats are not from outside the country.
I said, no, our biggest threat are high-level politicians that work in the United States government, like Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, Biden, Justice Department.
Not every member of Congress thinks TikTok should be banned.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is defending TikTok as calls to ban the app grow louder. She posted her first TikTok video speaking in support of the app, saying the U.S. should be strengthening data protection laws, not banning social media apps.
Our first priority should be in protecting your ability to exist without social media companies harvesting and commodifying every single piece of data about you, without you, and without your consent.
AOC said the U.S. is one of the few developed countries without significant data or privacy protection laws. Both Republicans and Democrats blasted the head of the Chinese-owned company during a congressional hearing last week, looking into national security concerns. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With residents of Mississippi and portions of Alabama recovering from the damage sustained in deadly tornadoes over the weekend, more severe weather is occurring across the southeast. The National Weather Service issued a high-risk outlook for excessive rainfall in Alabama, Georgia through Monday morning, including parts of Atlanta, and warned of potentially catastrophic flooding in these areas. Parts of Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana also face the threat of tornadoes overnight. An Uber driver and father of two young children was shot and killed in a Lynwood, California 7-Eleven parking lot by passengers who left the scene in his car. Lynwood is between downtown Los Angeles and Long Beach, California. The victim, 38-year-old Aaron Orozco, a Marine who graduated from Lynwood High School in 2002, was found dead Friday outside the store. The Final Four is set with several new faces.
Three teams head to Houston, making their first appearance in the NCAA men's basketball tournament's national semis. San Diego State edged Creighton, while Miami defeated Texas for their spot in the Final Four. The Hurricanes' Jordan Miller led a team effort with 27 points.
Yeah, no one wanted to go home. We played, we came together, we stuck together, we showed really good perseverance, and the will to just want to get there.
Audio from CBS Sports. The other newcomer, Florida Atlantic, will face San Diego State. It's UConn's first Final Four since 2014. I'm Jerry Varmash.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you know, it starts with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Remember when we were kids, that's what we grew up with, understanding. You know, that's not the case. Room has been made for deception, anonymous reporting, and flat out lies. I mean, to the point, I just can't even imagine that there would ever come a time when a president of the United States would no longer have credibility and you would say he lied. I mean, this has been going on, since this new millennia. You know, whether it was Bush and Clinton and, you know, just go on down the line. So don't be surprised that we find ourselves where we are today. But we've disassociated ourselves with the truth. We bought into this moral relativism. It says, okay, your truth is your truth, my truth, my truth. We're just going to agree to disagree. I mean, how silly what that has done in terms of our culture, what it's done, for honesty, and what it's done, you know, for credibility at every level. What it does with our families, our relationships. It has metastasized throughout every aspect of our culture. It's no wonder we are upside down to where, you know, we wonder today even what is normal anymore, right? I mean, Governor Sanders came out in a post-State of the Union speech and indicted that which is crazy. It's just not normal. And a lot of people go, wow, thank God, what a breath of fresh air. And of course, you heard the other side too. They just freaked out. They couldn't handle something as pragmatic and honest as what she presented in declaring that normal is good. You know, there's nothing wrong with normal. And I would say the majority of Americans are for that. But we've been led down this road of moral relativism where the truth is no longer the truth. The lie is the truth. And here we are. And we find ourselves where you question the credibility and the honesty of elected officials, including a president who has insisted that he never discussed Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings with him. Now, do you really believe that? I don't. I mean, it's just on its face. And of course, where are we getting this? We're getting it, you know, from a man whose credibility and his familiarity with the truth seems to be disassociated. They seem to be miles apart. But he wants to tell us that he never discussed Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings with him. Although they were on planes, you know, on Air Force, this would have been Air Force Two, which is really Air Force One, but Air Force Two, when the vice president is on the plane. And this family and Hunter Biden, they're so cheap that they hitch a ride on the people's plane to go do business, a side hustle, on behalf of the family. And you're going to tell me that Hunter and his dad didn't talk about where he's going or who he's going to meet with and what it's what results were from the meetings and that. I mean, do we really believe that? And of course, we've been told time and again that that didn't happen. You know, Hunter was falsely accused. There was Russian disinformation. Even the lie that Hunter introduced several of his foreign business contacts to his father. And now, thanks to ongoing lawsuits, Stephen Miller won in American First Legal. We're learning about Hunter Biden's influence in the Obama White House. And you're thinking, wait a minute. And that's my question as well. You know, for quite a while I've said, how does this happen with the Vice President of the United States and the President of the United States? He's not in on it. Like, how much of his beak got wet in this whole process? But boy, I'll tell you, there is a lid around this whole situation, and nobody wants to talk about any possible involvement of Barack Obama in this whole deal. How does he avoid this? You know, because you got him, you've got Hillary Clinton, oh yeah, by the way, Secretary of State, selling their influences, you know, with the Clinton Foundation. And even though she was told not to do it, couldn't help herself. I mean, just kept moving forward. I mean, like everything else about our government, insider trading, go right on down the line. But it's all in this, you know, moral relativism. It's all this stuff that, you know, they've convinced themselves that the American people need them, that we're so blessed to have these people that have led us down the road of indebtedness, $31 trillion of debt. And as we were talking with Phil Hotzenpiller earlier, I mean, one minor hiccup in the economy here and where we are, and especially with what's going on in the Middle East with the Saudis, with Iran, with communist China, and what that puts at risk in terms of our petrodollar. You have no idea. I mean, we are so vulnerable with a capital V right now, and there's no addressing it. The president wants to continue to print more money, get us deeper in debt until it all collapses. And then what do we run to? We run to Klaus Schwab. We run to the one world government and say, help us, because this is what we've been conditioned to do. Is that we can't handle ourselves, you know, we go to the government to help us out, and the government has already sold themselves out, and they're just, you know, maybe there's a couple things that are yet to kind of really tie it all down that are hanging out there. And there it goes. I mean, our freedoms have been encroached on. The abandonment of our constitutional republic has been compromised. I mean, this has really been an act of treason, ladies and gentlemen, that has been perpetrated on the American people. This is treasonous behavior, and we're sitting here allowing this to happen. The National Archives' Gary Bauer reports was recently forced to release emails from then-Vice President Joe Biden's office showing that Eric Schwerin, the president of Hunter's former investment firm, was working closely with Kate Benningfield, Biden's communications director, to shut down news stories about Hunter's foreign business ventures. And of course, we know what Joe Biden did in Ukraine in getting the prosecutor off the trail, withholding, what, $1 billion that they needed for this corrupt government. And so what do? They do what corrupt people do. They get rid of the prosecutor that's putting pressure on this investigation so they can get their $1 billion. And meanwhile, here it is, the story that will not go away. And that even though the president says, oh, well, we've got a, you know, he calls up Hunter, remember? And he says, we've got a favorable report. I just want to let you know everything's okay. But they just can't keep in front of this enough, because there is information there. You know, there are emails. There's a paper trail. And as I mentioned to Miranda Devine, what, almost 2 years ago when we first talked about the laptop from hell, is I said, I'll tell you, this is going to end up being a tax situation, because they cannot cover this much money, millions of dollars flying around. There's no way. There is no way that all the I's can be dotted and T's crossed. We don't need the 85,000 IRS agents on that one. We could just use a couple of IRS agents who have a soul and are really interested in truth to figure out, you know, what went on with Biden Inc. and how their corruption has been at our expense.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to talk about homelessness, mental health, reemployment, and military life transition. These are just a few of the problems affecting vets and their families. One organization is fully committed in providing the support needed to those who served and their family. Annie Erickson is with us. She heads up the Veterans Supportive Services and Endeavors, the largest provider of supportive services for veteran families in Texas. And she's here with us now. Annie, hello. Good to have you with us.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's first off start out with, how did you get involved with this? What was the motivation, you know, for you to, to come up with this idea that Endeavors does to serve vets today?
So veterans, as we know, have incurred several challenges when they transition from military to civilian life. So that's kind of where we started. And understanding that it is quite an adjustment and there aren't enough resources to help them with that. So then what happens then is they face challenges such as unemployment, medical and physical health issues, could be depression, suicidal behaviors, and sometimes homelessness. And then, as we all know, veteran suicide is a large issue that we are trying to solve as well. So there's about 16.5 million veterans in the country, and the second leading cause of death for veterans under the age of 45 is suicide.
Yeah, even so, still, that's heartbreaking, you know, to think about that, Annie.
It really is.
How personal is this for you, if you don't mind if I ask?
Well, my brother is retired Air Force. My father also served, and so it does hit very close to home. I have, unfortunately, a couple of people I know in my friend circle who have committed suicide. And so all of this speaks volumes to the work that needs to be done. And connecting veterans to resources, connecting them just to their community, because if you can imagine, their day-to-day life is very structured when they're in the military. And
exactly.
They have all these resources, and they have all the support. And then they're put into the general population where it's like, okay, now what am I going to do for a job? What am I going to do for housing? You know, how am I going to support my family? And then they may have experienced some trauma during their service, which also needs to be addressed. And unfortunately, in more of the rural communities in this country, there are not a lot of services. But thankfully, Endeavors now has telehealth services and virtual services where we can help with some of these classes. But it's really engaging with these families, because the family also serves right along with the veteran.
Exactly.
And helping them transition as well. And that means, you know, so we have a lot of programs that not only provide education assistance, job assistance, job skills training, rental assistance if they get behind in their rent. We can house homeless veterans and provide assistance that way. Of course, our mental health services are really strong and vast. They work with suicidal ideation, as you know, PTSD and substance use disorder. And it's just a matter of, like I said, that connectivity, getting the trust of the veteran so that they do engage in services. And, you know, we have case managers who will actually work with them for an individualized plan to go forward. And that takes into account every part of their life, whether it's, you know, employment, housing, mental health, physical health. We have all those services. But the key is that they're individualized plans, because it's not a one-size-fits-all solution.
Exactly. Well, even simple things like learning how to balance a checkbook, right? I mean, because when you're in the military, and the reason I ask about it being personal, Annie, because this is personal to me. Our father served in World War II. Three of his sons, including myself, served in the military and the Air Force, Army, and Marine Corps.
And we see firsthand our brothers in arms and what they're dealing with. And God bless you. I mean this sincerely, for you to take the lead and to do this in Texas, in your area, in your area of influence, to help our fellow servicemen. I mean, this is awesome. Now, I got to imagine that Endeavors probably networks, because you're based in Texas, so you're probably networking with other entities across the country. Is that true?
It is true, and we have offices kind of throughout the country in various spots, but we can, you know, get our services, like I said, virtually or through telehealth. Mm-hmm. So thankfully now we're not limited to geographical area. But if there is something else a veteran needs connection with, we do have a lot of connections with other agencies throughout the country, and there's some wonderful people out there trying to do wonderful work, and we all feel very blessed and fortunate to be able to do this type of work, because we do owe a lot, and thank you for your service to those who do serve our country that allow us to be free and safe.
Exactly. Well, Annie Erickson, we're talking with her. She founded Endeavors, and the mission, you know, of your organization is to help and come alongside these servicemen that need help. And sometimes it's difficult, because most of them, you know, whether they're male or female, are used to, running their own ships, being the captains of their own ship. And sometimes it's very difficult for them to ask for help. And you're here to say, look, help is available. You know, it's the least we can do, considering the price that you paid for our liberty.
Exactly. And Bill, while I appreciate the accolades, I am not the founder of Endeavors. I am very privileged to work here and serve this population. We were founded by five churches here in San Antonio about 53 years ago.
Wow. And, wow, wasn't aware. So, that's good. Okay.
Yeah. Right. So, it's like I said, we feel very fortunate to have the funding and the resources that we have are entrusted with to serve this population, and the executive leadership that we have that is so bought into it, who are also have served in our retired military.
It takes a team, doesn't it?
It certainly does. It takes the entire community. It really truly does. And you know, it's really great, because working in this space, the veteran organizations that serve this population are very collaborative, and we all try to leverage our resources and help out whenever we can.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is, like you say, this is a community effort. All are in. It benefits the community. And you can remind our audience and those how it benefits the community.
Yes. It benefits the community, because when the veteran and their families are successful, the entire community is successful. And, it's just such a well-deserved population that needs our support. And reaching out to even just on a very simple individual basis can be very meaningful and very rewarding. So if you feel compelled to volunteer, donate, please feel free to do so, because it will really be worth your while, and you will be blessed tenfold.
And the website they can go to, Annie?
Endeavors.org. And we're also on social media at Endeavors.org.
Annie Erickson has been our guest. She heads up the Veterans Supportive Services at Endeavors, the largest provider of supportive services for veteran families in Texas. Annie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate your time.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can, with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
USA News Update. Strong to severe thunderstorms and heavy rainfall will continue across parts of the southeast today. Over the weekend, 26 deaths are attributed to tornadoes that hit the region Friday night. A Rolling Hills resident on Fox News describes the destruction.
Flower shop, beauty shop, barber, law offices just down the street are all gone. There was an auto parts store, local restaurant that's been there for I don't know how many years, since I was a child. And service stations, tire shops, it's just gone.
A state of emergency is in place for Georgia at this hour. Out west, another Pacific storm will bring additional rounds of heavy rain and mountain snow to California and the Pacific Northwest later today. Today is National Joe Day. If your name is Joe, then enjoy your second birthday. Lance Pry, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you, and Jeffrey Johnson joins us now in his new book, Hope Rising, Messianic Promise, the humanitarian author and scholar on the Jewish roots of Christianity, the Middle East, and Bible prophecy. He's with us, and if you've been searching for how the Bible fits together and have been overwhelmed by the complexity of the puzzle pieces, this book's going to help take the black and white pieces of the Bible and turn them into living color, and he's here to explain it. Jeffrey Johnson, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's a delight to be with you.
Well, congratulations on the book. Dr. Johnson, have been, driven to simplify this so that people could better understand the Word of God, especially for a time such as this when we really need to feed on the Word of God like never before, in my humble opinion.
Oh, absolutely right, Bill. There's still a lot of despair and fear out there, in this post-pandemic world, and politically, militarily, I mean, the world, as everyone knows, and the racial impetus behind this is simplifying people that we have hope, Messiah Yeshua in Christ Jesus. And that's what this is about.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, as the nation has been moving further and further from God, I mean, this has been a, as progressives would say, a slow march through the institutions. But key in all this was to get our eyes off of God, to turn our back on God. I mean, just a simple case in point is just look at the educational system in the mid-60s when, you know, it was decided that you couldn't have the Ten Commandments in the classrooms today. Well, how's that working for you? America's educational system is so compromised and so corrupt to the degree that, you know, kids are being told that, you know, they're no longer, you know, they no longer have to pay attention to what their parents are saying. If the teachers tell them what to do, you know, they are the sole authority, no longer the parents. And they've done everything they can to disassemble, you know, the key building block of our society, which is the family unit.
Absolutely. Well, the evil one has always, you know, attacked the family. I have a colleague mentioned regarding the pandemic, for example. He says, we missed an opportunity. In Deuteronomy, we are told that as parents, we are, when we rise up, when we lie down, when we walk along the way, that exactly. We are teaching mm-hmm. our children, our grandchildren, the things of God. And the church here in the West missed, generally speaking, they missed an opportunity. Instead of drawing the family together around the scripture and telling the stories of the Bible, we Netflixed our way through the pandemic, you know.
Yeah, right.
We perhaps missed an opportunity, not everyone, but many. And because we live in also not only a post-pandemic world, it's a post-Christian world, post-modern era, and people are just really not aware of what the scripture teaches, or they're overwhelmed, or they follow celebrities that may or may not teach the scripture. But to just bring them back to a central focal point from Genesis through Revelation in a very succinct, profoundly simple way. And that's what this mm-hmm. book does.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, you've got, it's been estimated, 80% of the homes have a Bible in them, but it gathers dust. You know, if you ask people when was the last time that they read the Bible, I mean, you get down to where, you know, it's almost a single digit number of people that open up the Bible, you know, once or twice a week, much less on a daily basis, which, you know, is quite ironic when you consider when Jesus himself, the Son of God, says it's not by, you know, food that he lives by, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. And this is what the Bible gives us, something more important than earthly sustenance in terms of, you know, food and things that belong to this world. And we ignore that at our own peril. And it's no wonder that we find ourselves in the condition that we're in, because we were warned in the Old Testament that there would be that time when evil would be called good and good would be called evil. And, you know, I remember the first time reading that thinking, how is that going to happen? How is that? And here we are, fast forward to 2023, and it's happening.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, the scripture says a lot about the last days, the latter years. Well, you know, the Apostle Paul said, this know in the last days, perilous times shall come. When you look at what he is saying in the Greek, it emphasizes demonically fierce times. And God is not the author of confusion. And we need to remember that there is a lot of confusion out there, a lot of voices, a lot of moving parts. And where do you turn to? Who do you listen to? Well, at the end of the day, we are all encouraged to go back to pause, to simplify, if you will, all the moving parts in our life, to quiet ourselves, to calm down a little bit, which is very difficult here in the West. And, but the idea is to pause, think, and go back to the Bible, Very simply, what does the Bible say, and what are the stories? What does it emphasize? And it emphasizes our hope in Messiah. And so we need to learn how to just slow ourselves down, if possible. In a crazy world, you know, it's very difficult. I get that. But, you know, just recalibrate, refocus our attention to what's really important. And that's our faith and our family. You know, you put God first and then your family, you know. And how do you do that? Well, this book is a tool that could help redirect our thinking and our conversation in our homes.
You know, without a doubt, Dr. Jeff, and this book is a compilation, as you say, of lectures given in churches, universities, study groups, and other people, other like-minded people in the faith that have contributed to this book, right?
No. This is all my work, and the biography obviously is in the back of the resources and the footnotes and all of that. No. This is my book. The only other person that contributed was Rabbi Eric Walker, who's a Messianic rabbi who wrote the foreword. And
maybe I'm misreading the introduction. There was something there saying that you know, the following is a compilation of lectures given in churches, universities, and study groups. Some have been previously published as booklets, others as teaching emails. These lectures outline the greatest hope in history, the story of God's love and purpose for humanity. So forgive me, I may have misread in thinking there were other
right.
people.
No, that's quite right. The idea is to get back to the scripture. And listen, we live in such a world. We do live in the latter days, latter years. We all understand that and believe that, generally speaking. And, you know, the key to understanding prophecy, since we're talking about the upside down world, the key is to look at what's going on in Israel. And, you know, the United States, Europe, and the other parts of the world will be affected by the events of the last days. But the key to understanding biblical prophecy is to ask the question, what is God doing in Israel? And there are a lot of moving parts there. The rabbis believe that we live in the latter years. Evangelicals believe this. And they look at current political events around the world involving Iran.
Dr. Johnson, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back.
Problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Before the top of the hour, we're back with you, Bill Martinez. We're talking with Dr. Jeffrey Johnson. As we were saying before the break, the significance of keeping your eyes on Jerusalem and Israel. We've maintained, on the show that once Israel came back as a nation in 1948, it was as if God's prophetic clock, the hour hand of God's prophetic clock, was set. And what has been passing since that period of time are minutes and seconds. To the point that here we are this year commemorating the 75th anniversary of the birth of the nation of Israel, following over 2,400 years of the Jewish people being without a homeland. It's interesting to note here that Dr. Jeff says that at present, there's about 165,000 survivors remaining from the Holocaust. Over a third of them live in poverty. That is the reality, whether it's World War II veterans here in America that we lose on a daily basis, the numbers of people who experienced the Holocaust are diminishing, lest we forget, Dr. Jeff.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the main thing that we do in Israel is we provide humanitarian relief for the survivors. There are approximately, out of the 165,000 or so, there are approximately 45 to 50,000 impoverished, not eating tonight. And now with the children, now this may shock your listeners, out of a country of 9 million people and the land mass size, approximately, if you're familiar with Dallas-Fort Worth, it's just a little bigger than a Dallas-Fort Worth area, the country itself, Israel. Out of 9 million, 1 0.1 million children today are impoverished in Israel. And Israel, you know, obviously is embarrassed by that. And all you have to do is Google poverty in Israel to get some of these statistics. So what we do, we provide food for the children and Holocaust survivors, and we also provide educational material for the children, Bible-related stories for the children. So that's what we do in Israel proper. And then what I do, you know, I speak in churches and universities, and I lecture in various and sundry platforms here in the States and Europe and the Middle East as well. But so that's basically what we do. So everything I do, the writing of the books, the lectures, is to simply bring an awareness that children are hungry in Israel, 1.1 million, and approximately 50,000 Holocaust survivors also are impoverished. So we stand in the gap providing, helping provide the necessary food.
This is, and you've been doing this for a number of years, Dr. Jeff. How can our audience help you out?
Oh, my goodness. Well, great question, Bill. Thank you. The most important thing your audience can do is, you know, to pray for us, to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, you know, Shalom, Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And I, you know, I'm principally, I'm a Bible teacher, and at the end of my lectures, I ask people three things. Number one, if you think of us, we cover your prayers. Number two, to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And number three, if God touches their heart to help us, to help underwrite us, to feed the children and to feed the survivors, in so doing, opening the door to sharing the gospel in conversation. It works. It's a very powerful method, and we've been doing this for quite some time. So that's what I ask your audience, to pray, and if God touches your heart, help us. Help us to feed the kids. Help us to feed the survivors in Israel.
And the website that they can go to participate.
Israel, this is quite long, IsraelTodayMinistries.org, O-R-G, IsraelTodayMinistries.org. You can find all the information on our website there, or you can simply email me at ITM, for Israel Today Ministries, ITMDRJEFF@gmail.com, ITMDRJEFF@gmail.com.
Excellent. Well, there's no doubt about it that, you know, and it's hard, you know, like you said, to imagine, you know, a country of that size that there would be this many people who will go to bed hungry tonight, and especially children. I mean, this is heartbreaking, Dr. Jeff.
Oh, it is heartbreaking, yes. Only one that I know of statesman came forward, Shimon Peres, who is no longer with us. He was prime minister, then president, and he held many positions in government. And he publicly came out and said, regarding Israel and this plight, it says, it's a detriment against ourselves. And he was referring to the over 33% of the children impoverished. And an indictment against ourselves is what he said.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so, you know, I appreciate his courage in so doing. But, you know, Israel's a great country. They have a great military. They need it. They're surrounded by enemies. Mm-hmm. There is no middle class in Israel. You either have or have not. And it's very expensive to live there. And you can look at the logistics, just Google them, and it will shock you. But at the end of the day, 1.1 million kids and about 50,000 Holocaust survivors impoverished.
Wow. That is massive. And here it is in a country where God has placed his name, Dr. Jeff. That's how significant, you know, Jerusalem is, because of all the promises and everything, and the demonstration of Almighty God, if there was ever a place, right?
Oh, absolutely. Listen, now, you know, my mother was Jewish. My father was Swedish, so I guess that makes me a Jewish Viking. But, you know, it's in my DNA, you know, and I love Israel. Israel's the center of the universe. Jerusalem, the center of the world, the center of the universe, the rabbis say. And everything is key. All that we believe, all that we embrace with a passion, all the scripture, it's all about what happened to God's ancient people, Israel. And so that's our hope. And one day we'll rule and reign with Messiah Jesus for 1,000 years.
Yes.
There, the scripture says. And listen, our hope rest in what the scripture says. His word is true. But in the meantime, we live in a fallen world, and oh my, it's like I said, it's all upside down, and we all know that. But it's exactly what the prophet said would happen, what Jesus said would happen, what the apostle said would happen in the last days. We're living in that time frame. And may God help us to be faithful and to simply do what he has called us, each of us, to do. The first chapter is about the fingerprint of God. We are created in God's image, and God has a purpose for creating you and me. And it is our responsibility to find out, Lord, what would you have me do? And then
well, that's the number one question, Dr. Jeff, people have. Who am I? Why am I here? And the first chapter addresses, you know, man's, you know, recurring questions that wake him up at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely true. Well, you know, when you read that God breathed into the nostrils of Adam and he became a living soul, you know, it's a kiss from God. The rabbis say that's a kiss from God. You read the Song of Songs. You know, we are kissed by God. When you read that text and you go, man, I read that thing 100 times and now it like jumps off the page at you. And you go,
right.
Oh my, that aha moment, you have been kissed by God. He wants you, he wants me to understand why we are here. And our, you know, he takes us by the hand. Isaiah 41 says he takes us by the hand. He walks with us along the way. He says, "Do not be afraid. I will help you," and he will.
Yeah, he wouldn't tell us to be fruitful and multiply if he hadn't given us the goods to fulfill his commission, would he?
Oh, absolutely. Great comment. Yes, sir. Now, he has given us all the tools we need. But you gotta search. You know, it's like the Israelites, every morning they got up out of the tent, opened the tent door to go out and find the manna. Well, in that same sense, that's what we are called to do. We got to open the pages of Scripture, and we got to read that thing, and find the manna, find the food that will nourish us. And all you got to do is begin, and you will be surprised on what God will do. Yes.
Yeah, just as God did at the time was to teach the children of Israel that he was the one that was going to provide for them. He is our provider. We have to leave it there. Dr. Jeffrey Johnson has been our guest. His book, Hope Rising, Messianic Promise, fuses together Old Testament and New Testament scriptures, offers readers insight into the meaning of biblical words. Check it out. Thank you.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jim.